Recently, during a conversation with a colleague from California, he wistfully remarked about his eldest daughter. This beautiful little girl we've nursed from birth, tolerated during adolescence and grown to admire in adulthood, will soon be moving out. One day, bringing home a perfect stranger, she'll announce, "Mom, Dad, this is the most important person in my life." And then he added, "All I'll want to do is strangle the young fellow." It reminded me of the first meeting with my father-in-law-to-be, a career bureaucrat with a lifelong passion of playing golf. We went to a very small, very crowded noodle shop filled with office workers in Yokohama. It was so popular, there was just enough room to awkwardly squeeze onto a bench sitting side by side. Instantly, two large bowls of steaming noodles appeared in front of us. The custom was to shovel the noodles into one's mouth as quickly as possible while slurping loudly. Within minutes, his bowl was empty while I had hardly begun, affording him the opportunity to do all the talking. Expecting a conversation about his daughter, quizzically, instead he spoke at length about his love of golf. More surprisingly, once I'd finally finished my meal, our meeting abruptly ended. Our patriarch Jacob willingly worked for 7 years to marry his beloved Rachel, and the Torah says they seemed to him but a few days because of his love for her. Thinking back, that may have been the message my father-in-law was trying to show us. Fortunately for me, it only took 5 years for him to consent to our marriage. Love is not just an irrational impulse, but requires persistence and endurance. Unlike loving golf, real love requires reciprocity and commitment, even when difficulties arise. He and I are both older and wiser now. Thankfully, this year will be 20 years since my wife and I married. And although golf is still my father-in-law's favorite conversation, I know he also loves his daughter deeply. Thankfully, he can now just about tolerate me.